con sta roba ci salta.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us.
I'm here alone, actually. I don't know if you can hear me. I am pacing around my living room. Semi-final one has just ended. And I'm still processing everything, as I'm sure a lot of you are if you're listening to this, I guess, on Thursday evening or early on Wednesday. Very interesting night. A lot of people thought the 10 that we're going to go through from the first semifinal were pretty much in the bag. Maybe one or two were, you know, on the cusp of not qualifying or not going through. But we've got our 10, and of course they are Iceland, Poland, Estonia, Ukraine, Sweden, Portugal, Norway, San Marino, Albania, and the Netherlands, which means commiserations for Slovenia, Belgium, Azerbaijan, Croatia, and Cyprus. I've got to say, personally, Belgium was probably the biggest shocker for me. When it got to the end and Ukraine and Belgium were two of the six that were left on the screen, I got this pit in the bottom of my stomach and I thought, well, either one of the bookies' favorites to win the whole thing is not going to go through, or, of course, Ukraine was going to ruin their perfect qualification streak, which they didn't do, and Zifferblatt are safe. We'll see them again on Saturday night. But Clemen is gone. Red Sebastian is gone. I guess there's something about Eurovision and red leather that I guess he didn't learn from Ollie's mistake last year in Malmö. We've got Mama Gama, who are headed back to Baku, Marco going home to Croatia, and Theo Evan, who will be leaving us as well. So that's what's going through my head right now. Of course, things are different on the ground in Basel. And Sebi and Jan have been running around the press center, tracking down some people, some friends of the podcast, and even a new friend of the podcast, to get their thoughts on basically what transpired in the media center. Because, of course, these are people who watch Eurovision and who study and are just super geeks like the three of us are when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest. And Sebi was able to talk to a few people. So you're about to hear from Dean from ESC Scott, who's been on the podcast before, as has Adam. You all know Adam, the famous, I guess, Irish Eurovision TikToker from allthingsadam.ie. Annie, who's also been on the podcast from ESC Factful. Everyone knows Annie if you've got social media and Eurovision. And a new person for the podcast from ESC Plus, Sebi spoke to iTor. So he's got the opinions from those four people, and we're going to hear from them now and see basically what the mood is in the press center in Basel.
I am now here with Dean from ESC Scott.
Welcome back on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So what are your impressions overall? The semi-final just ended. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it was a great semi-final, very entertaining. I mean, results...
shocking?
Yeah, I mean, there is no words. I mean, it's probably the biggest shock I've had from a semi-final result on Eurovision for at least since I've been covering it for the last 5 years. Yeah. Honestly, I honestly thought Belgium was going to make it. I thought when I saw the rehearsal clip, I did think it was going to be top five. Possibly
it could get an upgrade.
Yeah, I actually can't believe it. Same with Cyprus. I thought the staging was amazing. It really, really, really deserved to be in the final. The fact that it's not there is so sad. And honestly, everything else, every other country, I did expect. I mean, San Marino. I honestly love San Marino so much. I'm glad they're in the final after 4 years. But yeah, I also would love to see Slovenia there, but obviously didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, an amazing semi-final. Some shocks, but yeah, overall, what a night.
What do you think of the new format to announce the qualifiers?
Honestly, actually, I was expecting to not like it. I might be in the minority, but I honestly thought it was a little bit more suspenseful. It went a little bit quicker, I think, as well. Yeah, I mean, I am kind of scared about how the welfare of the artists slightly, because they did leave Belgium, Cyprus, yeah, kind of towards the end, and I feel like it's a little bit But yeah, I do like it, but I feel like it might change again, yeah, possibly.
they got the obvious out first, at least. You know, they had Albania and Sweden. Like, yeah, you knew that they would be the one. Yeah. So at least we got that out of the way.
I'm kind of glad they got Sweden out of the way first. Because if they'd left them the last, I'm like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was such an... I actually really did like the way they announced the qualifiers this year, actually. Mm.
Any other thoughts on the production, on the hosts or something?
Yeah, the hosts. Oh my God, I love Hazel so much. Yeah. She is actually amazing. I mean, some of the jokes didn't hit, but the jokes that did hit were amazing. And the Swiss productions, I obviously thought it was always going to be amazing. But yeah, they've pulled it off very, very well. Very good show. I'm expecting semi-final two and the grand final to be the exact same.
All right. Thank you so much, Dean.
No worries. Thank you.
All right, I'm back with Adam. Welcome back on Building Bridges. How are you?
Nice to be back. Yeah, a big shock, but I think the main message of this evening is authentic music won, inauthentic music lost. Like, for example, Cyprus, they tried to disguise a pretty weak song with this really impressive staging, but the viewers read through that. Like, they want authentic music, which is why Portugal went through, and you could argue Slovenia did not go through because it was too on the nose. But Norway, it was this really deep song, but it had this like uplifting meaning. It wasn't like really on the nose. It was trying to create beauty out of tragedy. So I think viewers want authentic music. They don't want recycled pop. So this is a big win for Eurovision tonight. I feel amazing to be a Eurovision fan tonight.
Bravo, that's a good message. How did you like the new system of announcing the qualifiers?
I think I like it. I know people were being a bit harsh. Like, it's not a huge change, but I think I'd like to see it again, yeah. And also, I'm so happy Ukraine was the last one from those six. I was getting very worried, so yeah, I like it, yeah.
What was your overall thought on production, on our hosts, on everything?
It was a pretty good show. The hosts were a bit cringy at times, but I was impressed with Switzerland. It was a pretty good show, and they can be very proud.
Who are you rooting for in semi-final two?
Oh, I want to talk about one more thing.
Go ahead.
Sorry, just Switzerland. The camera breaking during...
I think
Zoe Mee, she should have been... I'm not sure if she was allowed, but I'm hoping she was given the option to perform again, because that camera breaking, like, oh my God, I just feel so bad for her, because it's my number one, and I love the song, and yeah. I just think that's out of her control. So, but yeah, for semi two, I'm excited to see, will Ireland qualify after tonight? I really don't know, but yeah, I think semi two will have more shocks.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Adam, and I hope Zoe will, or Switzerland will, fix its own performance. It's out of Zoe's control, as you said, and luckily doesn't have impact on her voting today.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, now I'm with Annie from ESC Factful. Welcome back on Building Bridges, first of all.
Thank you.
How do you feel right now? Semi-final one just ended.
I feel like you should see my face, but because you can't see my face, I'm trying to describe how I feel. OMG. Shock. Like, literally, there's like... shock is probably the best. Five phases of grief. That's what's happening right now. Now I'm at the point of like starting to accept what happened.
What shocked you the most about who qualifying or who not qualifying?
Absolutely, Belgium not qualifying. Yeah. That was one of... That's probably going to be one of my favorite stagings this year.
Yeah.
So that's why I was so sure they will make it. But maybe that was just my personal taste. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but I think it's a common... Like, everyone who I talked to said like Belgium upgraded so much from the national selection. But yeah... It's crazy. Anything else that shocked you?
I was thinking between Iceland and Cyprus that one of those would be like the final qualifier for me. I would have picked Cyprus just based on their spot to perform.
Yeah.
That's why I would have not predicted Iceland, but I'm happy. I love that song,
just
so
logically.
I'm not mad. Yeah. Yes, that was more like the logical thinking of like, yeah.
Yeah, but I like in a way that, you know, staging doesn't matter in a way, you know, you still need the song for it too.
Yeah, or even like where you perform in the running order.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you like the new way of announcing the qualifiers?
It was definitely new. Honestly, like, it's always a very nerve-wracking situation. So I feel like I haven't really even had time to think about it. I remember the first moments I was a bit like, but wait, now there's three countries in the screen. Does this mean that those two others don't like make it at all. But then I was like, okay, it doesn't make sense. There's not that many countries, yeah, you know, that would be possible. I wouldn't say that it was bad. I mean, I know what they're looking for to make it more dramatic, and it's easier for the camera, like a camera operators, to be at like a certain spot, I guess, production wise. I think I need to see it again and think about it a little bit longer.
What I liked is that they got the obvious ones out of the way first, at least. You know, they had Sweden with somebody else on a split screen. I was like, please just say Sweden and don't keep them waiting.
Yes. But Ukraine was actually surprising that they left at the end. Because, yeah, there was a moment I thought, like, is this going to be the year when Ukraine actually doesn't make it to the final?
Yeah. And then that would have been shocking. Yeah.
Exactly. But at that moment, I kind of deep inside of me knew that it will be Ukraine over Belgium, even though I would have personally preferred Belgium.
Yeah. What do you think about our hosts? I've heard very divided thoughts about them so far. Any impression?
There was a moment I thought, like, did she go like out of the script at some point, or maybe that was just supposed to be improvised when she went through the green room.
Yeah.
I thought she was better at the rehearsals, to be honest. I know it's a stressful situation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things happening. In general, I think they're doing a great job. Maybe some of the jokes just could have been better. But I mean, it's a difficult job to do.
It is. All right, Annie, thank you so much. Are you looking forward to semifinal two? Or are you more like preparing yourself mentally now?
I think I still need to breathe tonight, yeah, and tomorrow is a new day, and then we're excited to see the rehearsals. But this is Eurovision at the end, and we love the drama to a certain point.
Absolutely. Annie, thank you so much once again.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and now I am joined by
Aitor from ESC Plus.
So how do you feel right now after semi-final one ended?
I'm happy. Sad for a couple of countries, but I'm more or less, I always like mentally prepare for this. So yeah, sad for Cyprus and Belgium because I wanted them to be in the final, but happy for the rest, for Iceland, for example, that I loved seeing them in the final. I'm so happy.
What was the biggest surprise for you?
Not seeing Belgium qualify and seeing Portugal qualify.
Yeah,
those ones were my biggest shocks.
How do you like the new way of announcing the qualifiers?
I was happy to see like some of them being really like, you know, hyped and like happy after the announcement. But also like it's unfair for others. Like for example, Croatia was like shown like three times I think, and he didn't make it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like. So yeah, I don't know if this is the best way of doing it, and then the last one announcing it like just randomly is also like, I don't know, weird. I feel like weird, but yeah, we will need to get used to this, I guess.
Yeah. The results aside, what did you think of the show, the hosts, the production, everything?
Production was good. Not too many intervals, but for a semi-final, it feels like a lot of intervals, you know. It was longer than last year, I think, the semi-final.
Yeah.
Because last year it finished like around 11, and this time, like exactly 2 hours. I guess that Swedes are like, you know, more like tight with those schedules and stuff than the Swedes maybe. But it's the first in a very long time that Switzerland didn't host, so
yeah,
they have to show off. Let's see the second one. I'm curious to see what they're going to do, because they already show most of the stuff from the country and all this stuff and Celine Dion stuff. So curious to know what's going to happen in the second semi-final.
Who are your favorites in semifinal two?
All my favorites in second semifinal, yeah. Miriana, Erika, like those are my queens. And I also like Cisal a lot. And who else is there? Like Adonis, I love so many. And I think like the winner will be in the second semifinal. Actually, tonight my favorite was Switzerland, but they went already to the final, you know, and Spain. So yeah, let's see. I think Thursday we will cry.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, you will definitely see some of your favorites in the final already. That's good.
For sure. But I'm worried that I will lose some on the way. Yeah. Both for Cisal.
Yeah. Please. Absolutely. Number 11. 11.
Yes, 11, yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy evening.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
So, some very diverse opinions there. Again, showing that maybe if people thought semifinal one was going to be boring, it certainly wasn't. We had a lot of things happen tonight. We have some countries in that we didn't think we'd see again, and some countries are gone that we thought we'd see back. And depending on who you ask, you get different names for those countries, of course. The one interesting thing I will point out while I was listening to those reactions from the press center is that the five songs that are leaving us, How Much Time Do We Have Left, Strobe Lights, Run With You, Poison Cake, and Shh, were all in English. We've lost five English songs tonight, which is very interesting. We'll have to get some data geek, I guess, to go back and figure out when the last time was that that happened, or if that's a common occurrence. But yeah, five English songs are gone. Anyway, that's what we think. Now we want to know what you think. Please leave us a comment on our social media. Let us know if your favorites got through, if you thought one of them was a shock, like I thought Belgium was a big shock. Maybe you agree with me. I don't know. Maybe you're shocked that Croatia didn't qualify. Let us know. Head to any social media at Building Bridges Pod. And you can find all the links to all our socials at our website, www.buildingbridgespod.com, of course. And yeah, so we'll be back tomorrow. Sebi will be live. Well, tomorrow's probably already tomorrow, if you're listening, on Wednesday. On Wednesday afternoon, between 3 and 4, we expect the rehearsal. I mean, we're already on the semifinal too. The rehearsal will start at St. Jakobshalle in Basel. Sebi will be there. He will be live blogging the events, and we will have those updates for us and for you on our website. So you can just find the link there and just hit refresh every so often to see the latest post from inside the arena. And yeah, the jury show, the old jury show, will be tomorrow night. Some of you might have tickets. Enjoy if you're on the ground in Basel. And that's all from us. And everyone take care, and thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.